When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Commencement. Speeches for the Class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020. Parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to Commencement. You made it. This year is a little different. A difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now, put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only, Eli Manning.
Am I the only one that thinks this is kind of weird? Virtual graduations? Let's stretch our imaginations into what someone dubbed the forgettable future. Quiet down, quiet down. The ceremony is finally going to begin. Go ahead, wipe those sweaty hands on your virtual gown, and please, please straighten your cap before walking on stage and accepting your virtual diploma from the dean. Listen, your family and friends are all here. You deserve to be celebrated. Seriously, whether you're graduating from high school, college, or receiving an advanced degree, you have my sincerest congratulations. Congratulations to you and to all the people in your life who are there to push, prod, and pump you up, ultimately driving you toward this goal. Now is the time to show the world what Generation Z is made of. More importantly, now is the time to show what you can do, what you can become. Instead of focusing on the big goodbye with no goodbyes, or as the New York Times put it, cap and gone, let's focus on the gems you can unearth and what's being called America 2.0. A pandemic got us where we are today, but it is you who will be changing our future course. I was a football player. That means I got knocked down a few times. In reality, it was more like I got plowed into the ground. And when I was face down on the turf, I sometimes was uncontrollably wincing in pain, but neither my team nor I could afford to wallow in what had just happened. My dad used to call it getting back to zero. He taught us that if we spent a fraction more than necessary thinking about the failed play, we couldn't focus on or be ready for what was coming next. That's not just true for football. That's life. I don't mean to ignore what happened. You put it into perspective and give it its fair analysis, but after the game is done. It's been 16 years since I graduated from Ole Miss, and all those memories. The dreaded 8 a.m. classes. Then there were Scantrons. I still have a recurring nightmare where I show up to take a test and I don't have a freaking Scantron and nobody will give me one. I remember the first time I saw my future wife. And I remember the first time being in the back of a cop car. There were group study sessions and, of course, the Sunday scaries. After a weekend without getting any work done and facing that stressful 12-hour window to complete assignments before Monday. Oh, and yeah, I remember trying to remember how long it had been since I last washed my sheets. But that's in the past for me and for you. It's time to think about tomorrow. No, you're not sitting in an auditorium or stadium today with classmates, family, friends, distinguished academics, and a million cameras capturing a well-choreographed ceremony. So go ahead, slouch. Sit back and stretch your legs, or go for a jog with your headphones while listening to iHeartRadio. Nobody will know the difference. I'm sorry to say, I don't have any innovative ideas to spark the genius within, but there are a few things that have made a difference in my life. It may just trigger a new direction for you. Country music artist Jason Bolin has a line in one of his songs that could have been written for me. I won't sing it for your sake, but the lyrics go like this. I have a harmless habit of being fine wherever I am. You see, I don't mind being in awkward situations or doing things I don't necessarily want to do, like becoming the Giants' backup quarterback after winning 2 Super Bowls and walking away with the MVP. Embracing awkward is worth cultivating because life, like this graduation, rarely goes as planned. As much as you may regret missing the pomp and circumstance of walking across stage to be presented your diploma, as much as you feel the sting of missing a few more months in a dorm with friends you probably won't see again before your 5th class reunion, this pandemic has taken a unique toll on the first generation college students whose entire family pinned their American dream on this one ceremony. Grown-ups, that's what you are now, have to learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Get used to it and accept the challenge. Everything isn't easy, and it shouldn't be. Because when you accomplish something difficult, something really hard, the end result typically is much more meaningful. Whatever happens, get used to accepting the challenge. People have a way of toughening up when they refuse to run away from the obstacles in their lives. As an NFL quarterback, people constantly ask me to give hope where there seemed to only be a big black hole. It was never easy for me to visit sick children looking for hope. At some point, everybody should walk into a hospital's pediatric cancer floor. It certainly puts life in perspective. At first, you might not feel like you're making a difference. When you sit and look a sick child in the face, you may not know what to say. Maybe she just stares at you silently. But you decide to stay and ask questions to get them to talk about something that matters to them. Believe me, I've squirmed through these situations more times than I can count. And despite my own discomfort, it lifted their spirits and put a smile on their face just because I was there for them. When people experience tough times, reach out to them. Be generous with your kindness. There are little things that can make a difference too. Like just being on time. It doesn't require any skill or talent to be on time and to be present. Half of success is simply showing up and being present, putting you in position to succeed. Not showing up or being late is the quickest way to fail. I'm not the smartest person you've ever met by a long shot. School was hard for me all my life, from elementary through college. But I showed up and I was present. That doesn't take skill. It takes commitment, and that's within everybody's capability. As author Brené Brown wrote, the willingness to show up changes us. It makes us a little braver each time. Saying a heartfelt thank you is another small but meaningful gesture. Graduation is the perfect time to reflect on those who have helped you get where you are today. That includes teachers, parents, coaches, friends, you name it. Graduation is a time to be thankful and to thank them individually. It could be a handwritten note or a phone or Zoom call. I don't mean sending out a mass tweet. To me, that seems insincere and much too easy. There are people in your life who simply deserve to get a personal thank you. You didn't get where you are today without the help of other people. And I know I've never accomplished anything significant in my life without the help of others. My freshman year in college, actor Morgan Freeman spoke to our football team. He explained that he never accepted a role or took on a new project without asking himself one important question: would my mother approve? He avoided anything that would discredit his mom or the family name. As you go out into the world and flex your muscles, picture your mother watching you. Will she be encouraged by what she sees? Will she approve of your choice? Not wanting to disappoint a parent, coach, mentor, or best friend is worth your effort. Why? Because often when you take the time and exert energy to do something noteworthy, you're doing it for someone else as well as for yourself. What would you do if you weren't afraid? No one can vaccinate themselves against the unknown. No matter what the near future looks like, your life can only be diminished if you allow it to be. No one else can quarantine the memories, friendship, or wisdom you've accumulated over the past 4 years. Challenge yourself. What is your barometer of success? Don't downgrade your dreams to fit today's halting reality. Don't let the new normal be an excuse for standing in place. It is up to you not to become the class that never was. You're not the first to abruptly end the year and be robbed of a cherished milestone in your life. In 1944, men were drafted and shipped off to fight World War II without a ceremony. In New Orleans, my hometown, Hurricane Katrina shuttered their classrooms and forced thousands to migrate and finish school in other parts of the country. The Virginia Tech class of 2007 had to forego graduation after a campus mass shooting. Soon, social distancing will be a choice, not a mandate. We'll be able to gather and hug and kiss those we care about. Until then, let the United States Postal Service do the honors with that diploma. If you haven't already, it's time to discover your own unique grade of rocket fuel and to blast off. Trust yourself. Your future trajectory is up to you. Thank you.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.